December 30th, 1978. Yes, Rosh Hashanah would have been his 41st birthday. He was the older of two children born to Gary and Renee Levy. Brian would do anything for his family, especially for his parents and his little sister, Jan. Brian had great dreams for all of you. Some he brought to reality, and some we will have to do our best efforts to make sure that they come to pass. Brian was always an intellectual kid. When he was young, he would love to read the Guinness Book of World Records. One day, he found a mistake. Not a spelling mistake, an actual mistake in the measurement for one of the records. Brian wrote to them and informed them of the error. And Guinness acknowledged their mistake, and they revised the record based on Brian's letter. When he was 12, he built a business plan. And that business plan turned into what is today AV Eastside, a premier audio and video company across the Puget Sound. His philosophy was do what's right for the customer. He was an entrepreneur at heart. He was able to dream up so many great ideas. One which I got to know well was his and Jen's dream, which first stage, you're not seeing its full image, its full vision. You're seeing just the start of it with Kogo, a kosher food truck that you all know and love. But I'll leave Jen to tell you about that real vision, and I know that you're going to make that a reality too. Brian graduated Issaquah High School in 97. He went on to UW, but transferred to the University of Arizona to study business, because he heard how much fun Jen was having and he couldn't be missing out. He graduated cum laude a few years later. He got his MBA at UW so he could become a true Husky. Brian has been involved in many Jewish community initiatives. When he was in Arizona, he ran the Hillel there. He set up Juicy, a Jewish singles group that Brian and Jen ran together for young professionals. And we'll hear more about what he did with BBYO. His generous heart and larger-than-life personality always saw ways to get past the Seattle freeze and help connect young people together. He loved being involved in Jewish life. Brian had huge Jewish pride. He would love to say that he was very Jewish, just not very religious. One of the things that I loved about Brian was his love of debating. With a huge smile on his face, he would argue with you about anything. I think he loved arguing with me about religion, but you know, I thought we would argue about bills. We would always argue about different aspects. You know, one of, I told my children about Brian's passing. They said, the sweet man with a big smile who came for Yom Tov meals sometimes. Gary told me that Brian, Gary himself, and his father were three men with identical personalities. I'll say this politically correct. Each strong-willed and passionate. Brian learned from his father and his grandfather before he began teaching them how to argue out a point on both sides. If you couldn't debate your point properly or defend the opposite position, you didn't understand it well enough. As I said, I can remember many times being on the other end of Brian debating modern cashless applications. And unlike with other people who might get frustrated with my answers, he always had that grin ear to ear. He got a kick out of it. Brian was known for giving people a chance in life who needed a break. He'd often hire people over the summer and pay them above average wage to give them a step up. In life, Brian could see the good in others, always. Brian was devoted to his family, his friends, and his community. His love for his family was unconditional and unlimited. The love of his life was his nephew, Porter. Porter brought so much love and happiness in Brian's life. Brian always put the needs of others before his own. He saw the good in others often before they saw it even in themselves. Brian was a dreamer, a creator, a builder. He imagined a better world, and he tried to make it possible. We've all been touched by Brian. All the tributes, the pictures and videos, all on Facebook attest to how many of us are brokenhearted by Brian's passing. We've got major work to do. We, his family, his friends, there's so many friends. I know the family are overwhelmed by all the outpouring of support to see how many of you are here. We got a job, not just to memorialize and to remember, but to endeavor, to strive, to continue his projects and his vision for our community. We're just a few days before Rosh Hashanah, our Jewish New Year, and we should strive to see the potential, the good in each of us, just as Brian did for us. He imagined a better world, and we can do it by keeping Brian in our hearts and following in his example. Our rabbis tell us, if we want to have a good judgment on Rosh Hashanah, we must learn not to judge others. And if we must judge them, only to judge them favorably, like Brian did and like God does for each of us. May it be we should all be judged favorably through the merits and the actions of Brian. He should stay passionately in our hearts and in our minds, not as a memory, but as an action call to how we interact with each other and how we strive to make our community that much better. Tehei nishmato tzerura b'tzor hayim b'gan Eden. Amen. Ken yihi ratzon. May his soul be bound up in life eternal in the Garden of Eden. I'm going to ask Jeff Pihar to come up first.
My name is Jeff Pihar, and I'm Brian's cousin on the Hassan side. Since we were young, Brian always said I would be at the best moment to get at Herman's wedding. For years, I've thought about some of the stuff I would say. This is not how I wanted to say it. We lost one of the best this week. For as long as I can remember, Brian has been there for me, for family, for you, for the community, and his commitment to others will never be forgotten. Brian was way more than a cousin to me. He was like a brother to me and my cousins, and all of us are still in shock. The first time I remember Brian helping me when I was about 6 or 7. If you did not know, our family is kind of close. So of course Brian lived next to me. We spent every day together in his or my backyard hitting baseballs, kicking soccer balls, or throwing footballs over the fences. Then his family had the audacity to adopt the biggest, gnarliest, scariest dog in the world. Me being the tough cousin that I am, I would not step foot outside my house because of this attack dog. Finally, after about a week, Brian yelled at me to get your ass over to my house. Of course, since we were 7, he probably did not use that language. Sorry, Rabbi. After a significant baseball card base bribing, I tiptoed into his house and met the only dog I can honestly say I ever loved. But if Brian never did this, I think I would still be very scared of dogs. Now I'm just a little scared of them. By the way, for those who don't know, Missy was about an 8-pound Shih Tzu. Yeah. One other quick story about me and Brian. When Elisa, my wife, was pregnant with Olivia, I decided I was going to put the crib together. Honestly, I am not sure how I came up with that idea, since I can't put together anything. So while Elisa was on a work trip, I opened the box and pulled everything out. After breaking into a cold sweat, I picked up my phone and called Brian. I said, "Brian, I am putting together the baby's crib." And that was all I could get out. He interrupted and said he would be to my house in 5 minutes. He sees a problem and fixes it, especially if it is for someone else. That is Brian. A story that typifies Brian and his love for family is after our grandma Louise passed away. She passed away late at night and the whole family was together until really late. The next morning, flowers were delivered very early to each of her 5 daughters' doorsteps. Nobody knew who did it, but of course, it was Brian. He is a person, when going through pain of his own, thinks of others and tries to do something to make them feel a little better. That is Brian. Brian is a connector and a creator. In the last few days, I've become aware again of multiple marriages where Brian was instrumental, including mine, Jen's, my brother Dan's, Zach's, Adam's, and Jared and Yael's, and I know of at least one more. And his reach was all over. He helped everybody find their life partners. And though he never found his life partner, more and more I'm thinking that is because he had so much love for everybody else that he did not have time for himself. Multiple generations will grow because of him. That is Brian. Brian's skills go way beyond personal relationships. He was born to be a connector and a creator. From JYGO and Juicy to Eastside AV and Kogo, Brian saw something missing and he made it happen. Lots of people have ideas, but Brian put the efforts behind it and we as a community are way better because of it. That is Brian. Looking at pictures this week, Brian was always smiling. Another thing I noticed was how often he was not looking directly at the camera in the pictures. I think that was because he was looking at others enjoying themselves, and he got joy and fulfillment out of that. Finally, I noticed the number of costumes or team shirts he was wearing in these pictures. Almost every one of these pictures was at an event Brian organized for all of us. He just loved us all so much. That is Brian. Uncle Gary, Aunt Renee, for my entire life, you've been more than just an uncle and aunt to me. You may have lost your biological son, but you still have me, Dan, and Rob. I can't imagine what you're going through. I'm hurting for you both and love you both so much. We all love you and will be for you here always. Jen, I know Brian has been your best friend for so long. It hurts me inside. He will not be there for Porter and Asher, but know that we are here for you. As I wrote this, Puff Daddy's song in tribute to Biggie Smalls, "I'll Be Missing You," came onto my Pandora list. And after crying for 15 minutes again, it reminded me of the hundreds of hours Brian and I screamed together in his car listening to this song and his personal favorite band, Rusted Root. Now, we weren't screaming because we were mad, but Brian did not listen to music at normal levels, or even at loud levels. It was at rock concert levels. If you were in Brian's car from 1996 through 2001, you still have ringing in your ears. Brian, please know that I'll be missing you forever. You will never be forgotten, and the legacy of your connectedness and creation will live forever in my kids, Dan's kids, Jen's kids, Zach's kids, Adam's kids, Jeremy L's kids, and more. We love you, Brian, and we will all miss you forever. This community is here because of you, and we're all better because of you. I love you, brother.
Adam Joker to come up.
I don't know how Brian wore the sunglasses backwards. This hurts. I've been to memorials where they say the guy was light. Nobody had a bad word to say. And I can't think of anyone more universally loved than Brian. Brian and I are business partners. And when we were in the middle of a lawsuit with one of our former tenants, she came over to me and told me everything she thought about me. When she finished, she walked over to Brian, gave him a hug, and said, "How's Noni?" I said, "You know, we're both suing you." And she says, "Yeah, but I like him." Brian and I first became acquaintances in AZA, growing to a friendship through J-Connect softball, best friend through advising AZA together, and a partner through men's camp. Brian and I joked many times that he was my work spouse, and that I spent more time with him than I did my actual spouse. We also took more vacations together than I did with Alan. He was a connector of people. I would not have met Alia had Brian not planned an event. And I've heard from countless others that had Brian not planned an event, their family wouldn't be what it is. He is the Yenta of our community. While Brian didn't have kids of his own, he has been my kid's other Uncle Brian. Frequently, we would have our family movie nights at the office. And Brian would be there working on something. And at some point, he'd walk out and join the family. I'd be cooking, and then I'd walk into the theater and I would see one or more kids sitting in his lap watching I don't know what kids movie. Brian also brought me another family, the Levy family. My dad and I would play in the golf tournament with Gary and Brian. We were the foursome. He brought me the wisdom of Gary, the friendship of Jen, the love and the hugs of Renee. Brian brought me my men's camp family. One night after an AZA meeting when we were advising, he said, "Why aren't you coming to camp with me?" I said, "I've never been asked. I didn't know what this was." He added another 160 brothers to my life. One of the great lessons he used to tell me when we would crack jokes at camp was, make sure whatever you're doing, brevity is important. We planned some great shtick over the years. I remember this year at camp, right before we left, we always had our planning meetings, usually during one of Brian's patented walkabouts, when he would just get up and have a brilliant stroke of genius. The one right before camp this year, he said, "I bought speed bumps." And I said, "You did what?" He said, "We can run wires to our cabin so we'll have better internet, and we can also watch as everybody driving down has to stop right by us and then continue on." So we brought down portable speed pumps. We put them just past where we would park so we didn't have to slow down. He and I together were a great melody and counterpoint to one another. I'm going to miss the camp pranks and humor. I'm going to miss having him come hug me during the day, somebody to bounce ideas off of, work through different issues. He helped form my family and so many others. Brian, I'm going to miss you. I know we didn't say it often enough. I love you.
Things I know. You're my hero, my best friend, my soulmate. You wrote an essay in high school about how you looked up to me because I was overly social and had lots of friends. The truth is, we all looked up to you and always will. My heart is shattered. There's a dark hole in this world where you used to live. Things I don't know. Why all the great ones are taken from us before their time. How we live without you. And when you promise to take care of me and my boys and not to worry about what the future holds, I didn't think the future was now. There are no words I can say that will heal this open wound. I stand here today in a room full of love, admiration, family, and friends from all over who've left an imprint on their souls. Many people have called you a mensch, which your name should be in the dictionary next to that now. You're a man of honor and integrity, but you're also selfless and put everyone else above you. It sounds cliche, but if you build it, they will come, seems to come to mind. You look to your friends and family, the community, customers, and say, how can I fix this? Build this, make it better. And without hesitation, you did whatever it takes. An example of this is Kogo, Seattle Kosher Catering Company. Most people don't know how Kogo came to be. Many years ago, we thought it would be a great idea to build a kosher restaurant that had two separate spaces, one for meat and one for milk dining. I created the menu, and you started the business plan. We put this idea on hold while we worked to find our careers. Okay, your career was being your own boss and retiring young. When I went back to work after Porter was born, we went to lunch and you asked me how I was doing. I said, not good. You asked me what would make me happy if I could do anything. I told you I wanted our restaurant. You said, what if I could make that happen? A few weeks later, we had our first investor meeting and Kogo was born. It was a gift that you gave me. You were an inspired matchmaker, finding the perfect partners for many in our life, including Ben and myself, creating community through BBYO, Juicy, Pave, Herzl, and The Tribe, but also by hosting events like game nights, Seahawks parties, barbecues, and weekend getaways. Mom and Dad always said I was the overachiever for setting unrealistic goals and exceeding them, but you were my inspiration and drive. I hope I can carry on your legacy through what you've built and pass it on to the loves of your life, your nephews. We love you and miss you, and our hearts will never be the same. The theme of your bar mitzvah was forever young. So in the words of Rod Stewart, may the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness surround you when you're far from home. And may you grow to be proud, dignified, and true, and do unto others as you'd have done to you. Be courageous and be brave, and in my heart you'll always stay forever young, forever young, forever young. May good fortune be with you. May your guiding light be strong. Build a stairway to heaven with a prince or a vagabond. And may you never love in vain. And in your heart you will remain forever young, forever young, forever young. And when you finally fly away, I'll be hoping that I served you well. For all the wisdom of a lifetime, no one can ever tell. But whatever road you choose, I'm right behind you, win or lose. Forever young, forever young, forever young.